Ada longsor badak di Kishtwar.
There is a big landslide in Kishtwar.
Loba jalma anu hariwang.
Many people are worried.
Landslide tiasa nyeri kulawarga.
The landslide can hurt families.
Pamarentahan mutuskeun pikeun ngungsi wewengkon.
The government decides to evacuate the area.
Aranjeuna nyarios kulawarga nyuhunkeun angkat gancang.
They tell families to leave quickly.
Keluarga ngemas barang-barangna.
The families pack their things.
Aranjeuna ngarasa gugup sareng sieun.
They feel nervous and scared.
Lobana kulawarga seueur nu angkat ka tempat anu aman.
Many families go to a safe place.
Hujan eureun salila sapo.
The rain stops for a moment.
Jalma mikir in bahaya parantos rengs.
People think the danger is over.
Tapi hujan dimimitian deui.
But the rain starts again.
Jalma teu aman acan.
People are not safe yet.
Kulawarga kedah mendakan tempat anyar.
The families must find a new place.
Aranjeuna ngarepkeun dinten langkungsa.
They hope for better days.
Aya seueur jinis transportasi.
There are many types of transport.
Jalma nganggo mobil pikeun perjalanan gancang.
People use cars for quick travel.
Sepeda alus pikeun olahraga.
Bicycles are good for exercise.
Bis angkut seueur jalma di kota.
Buses carry many people in cities.
Karta gancang jeung gampang dipak.
Trains are fast and easy to use.
Motor ciclet senang pikeun budak ngora.
Motorcycles are fun for young people.
Lengkah teh marga anu had pikeun ngajaga kasatan.
Walking is a good way to stay healthy.
Pesawat ngabantu abdi ngumbah jauh.
Airplanes help us travel long distances.
Saban jurnal transport boga kauntungan sorangan.
Each transport has its own benefits.
Urang periyogi transport anu sakanggo kahirupan sapopoe urang.
We need good transport for our daily lives.
Transport penting pikeun sadayana.
Transport is important for everyone.
Pilih transportasi anu leres kanggo kabutuhan anjeun.
Choose the right transport for your needs.
Transport ngaganti urang kebebasan pikeun ngalih.
Transport gives us freedom to move.
Dina kaayaan darurat, tetep tenang pisan penting.
In emergency situations, staying calm is very important.
Anjeun kedah salawasna gaduh rencana darurat.
You should always have an emergency plan.
Rencana ieu kedah kalebet nomer kontak pikeun bantosan.
This plan should include contact numbers for help.
Anjeun kedah latihan rencana darurat anjeun sacara teratur.
You must practice your emergency plan regularly.
Dina-dina seuneu, anjeun kedah angkat gancang.
In case of a fire, you should evacuate quickly.
Ieu ok penting pikeun nyaho kaluar anu pangdeukeutna.
It is also important to know the closest exit.
Salami bencana alam, ngadangu ka pamarentah.
During a natural disaster, listen to the authorities.
Aranjeuna tiasa nyayogikeun informasi anu penting sareng bantosan.
They can provide valuable information and assistance.
Ulur kayan bahaya sareng kadangu alarm.
Avoid dangerous areas and listen for alarms.
Mun anjeun ngadangu alarm, nyandak tasacara serius.
If you hear an alarm, take it seriously.
Salawasna nutur pituduh tipe tiwas.
Always follow the instructions given by officials.
Nahaniren jeung cai deukeut mangrupakeun ide anu had.
Keeping a flashlight and water nearby is a good idea.
Tahu di mana arek ngaliwatan lamun darurat.
Know where to go in case of emergency.
Ieu tips tiasa ngabantosan anjeun kanggo tetep aman.
These tips can help you stay safe.
Atmosferana elektrik nalika AC Milan ngadepkeun Atalanta dina pertandingan penting.
The atmosphere was electric as AC Milan faced Atalanta in a crucial match.
Panggemar ngesian stadion, ngantoskeun kicau.
Fans filled the stadium, eagerly anticipating the kickoff.
Dua tim ngamimitian beki kuat, silih tuker kaulinan agresi.
Both teams started strong, exchanging aggressive plays.
Milan, Leao, ngadamel sababaraha kasempetan keur timna.
Milan's forward, Leao, created several opportunities for his team.
Atalanta ngajawab sareng serangan gancang, nunjukkeun kaahlianana.
Atalanta responded with a swift counterattack, showing their skill.
Bagan kahiji rengs tanpa gol, tapi ketegangan katingali.
The first half ended goalless, but the tension was palpable.
Di hiji waktos dimimitian, duanana tim ngalakukeun usaha nu leuwih geud.
As the second half commenced, both teams intensified their efforts.
Paman mahan pikeun unggal inci lapang, bongkeun kahlian anu luar biasa.
Players fought for every inch of the pitch, displaying remarkable skill.
Dina 75, Milan nyetak gol nupin, diarahkeun ka Crouch jadi kabingungan.
In the 75th minute, Milan scored a brilliant goal, sending the crowd into a frenzy.
Atalanta tegelis, ngadorong keras pikeun kasarna.
Atalanta, undeterred, pushed back fiercely for an equalizer.
Tapi pertahanan Milan ngajaga kuat, ngalawan sagala usaha.
However, Milan's defense stood strong, thwarting every attempt.
Lempung akhir ngadup, sareng lomba reng sekalayan skor hiji, 0.
The final whistle blew, and the match ended with a score of 1-0.
Milan ngarayakeun kamenangan anu dipikahoyong, sedengken Atalanta ngantunkeun kalawan sirah ngaganjel luhur.
Milan celebrated their hard-fought victory while Atalanta left with heads held high.
Real Madrid ngahontal kamenangan penting ngalawan Athletic Club di Sabtu kamari.
Real Madrid secured a pivotal victory against Athletic Club last Saturday.
Kemenangan ieu negeskeun kaayaan satim, anu lebet kana bagian pamungkas musim.
This win underscores the team's excellent form heading into the final stretch of the season.
Pendekatan taktis maranehna loba agresi jeung disiplin, nunjukkeun strategi Coach Ancelotti.
Their tactical approach was both aggressive and disciplined, reflecting Coach Ancelotti's strategy.
Pagelaran kasebut nampilake kamampuhna pikeun adaptasi sareng lekeun tantangan.
The performance showcased their ability to adapt and overcome challenges.
Salajengna, kamenangan ieu ngaronjatkeun kapercayaan maranhana saprak aranjeuna ngarep-ngarep pikeun gelar liga.
Furthermore, this triumph boosts their confidence as they aspire for the league title.
Nalika usum lancar, ketahanan maranna bakal diuji ngalawan lawan anu langkung hese.
As the season progresses, their resilience will be tested against tougher opponents.
Dinaen maranehna pikeun, unggal pertandingan bakal nanggung berat anu signikan.
In their quest for supremacy, every match will carry significant weight.
Akhirna, kamenangan anu pikabunga ieu tiasa nyetel nadapikeun sana kampanye.
Ultimately, this thrilling victory may set the tone for the remainder of the campaign.
Ansareng analis sapertosna hoyong ningali kumaha timna naigasi di titik kritis ieu.
Fans and analysts alike are eager to see how the team navigates this critical juncture.
Dina kasimpulan, menangkan Real Madrid ngelawan Athletic Club mangrupikeun pernyataan ngeunaan ambisi sareng kamampuanana.
In conclusion, Real Madrid's victory against Athletic Club is a testament to their ambition and capability.
Di alam ilosoi moral, sering papirus dilemas rumit nu merugikeun kerangka etik urang.
In the realm of moral philosophy, one often encounters intricate dilemmas that challenge our ethical frameworks.
Pertimbangkeun masalah troli klasik, di mana hiji kedah nyieun pilihan antara ngorbankeun hiji hirup pikeun nyalametkeun lima anu sans.
Consider the classic trolley problem, where one must make a choice between sacrificing one life to save five others.
Skenario ieu ngajak panalungtikan anu jero kana hakikat moral sareng eksistensi manusia.
This scenario prompts profound inquiry into the nature of morality and human existence.
Ilsu kawasakeun Kant jeung Mill geus megatkeun pandangan anu rupa-rupa ngeunaan utilitarianisme jeung etika deontologis.
Philosophers like Kant and Mill have proposed varying views on utilitarianism and deontological ethics.
Perintah kategorialna Kant nyarankeun yen balarea kedah sanggup kalakuan numutkeun kana prinsip nu bisa dipake secara universal.
Kant's categorical imperative suggests that individuals must act according to principles that can be universally applied.
Dina kontras, utilitarianisme nyebutkeun immoralitas hiji tindakan gumantung kana akibatna.
In stark contrast, utilitarianism posits that the morality of an action depends on its consequences.
Perspektif anu napelikeun ieu nembongkeun kompleksitas anu inherent dina nyieun kaputusan moral.
These opposing perspectives reveal the complexity inherent in moral decision-making.
Pamustikan, dilema ieu ngadorong urang pikeun ngagambar nilai sareng dampak tina pilihan urang kana batur.
Ultimately, these dilemmas urge us to reflect on our values and the impact of our choices on others.
Dina iloi moral nyata sapertos cermin anu ngagambarkeun intuisi etika sareng norma sosial urang.
In conclusion, moral philosophy serves as a mirror reflecting our ethical intuitions and societal norms.